And see, we have one story to start the programme this morning about the system and how broken it is at the moment. It's Aidan's story in relation to trying to get planning, or having to go for planning, for just a driveway and a couple of curbing stones in order to allow electric vehicles, an electric vehicle charging point outside his house. He's been waiting months for the matter, and no end in sight with him, Borough Pinola. I spoke to him and asked him what the situation was.
Yeah, we live in a housing estate in Clarny, and we went for putting in a driveway. We bought an electric car, so to charge the car, we needed a driveway to put a charging station to the side of the house. So we got on to the council in Clarny, and they advised us we need planning. So I went for planning. This started last October, 12 months.
Yeah.
So Kerry County Council approved the planning, and then there was an objection, so I went on Borough Pinola. So on Borough Pinola, wrote out a letter, and we'd have a result by the middle of May. So then we got another letter saying that due to staff shortages and work overload, we would have to wait till July. So in July we got another letter with no finish date, so no finish line in sight. When we won't know when we'll have an answer, whether it's getting the go ahead or not. It's to drop 4 curbs on a footpath, you know, and it's kind of crazy to think that
you don't have planning in to build a new town or a shopping centre.
No skyscraper anyway. No.
It's like a very small, almost a routine job. Really?
It is, really. You think that when Kerry County Council approve it, that's it. That on board, it's like too much of a small matter for on board Pinola. It's crazy, like, it really is, you know. I can understand on board Pinola taking on wind farms, solar farms, all this kind of stuff, but
housing developments, 100 houses plus go straight to them for the situation of it goes to a full board when you're just talking about a driveway and a curb.
We're after contacting more people about it, like, you know, and we've emailed on board Pinola, and they keep saying to us, like, that it's with the board now, that the whoever comes out, the engineer to assess it, he's paperwork done, and it's now with the board. But to think, like, that you're waiting like a year basically to make a decision to drop 4 curbs in a footpath, it's crazy stuff. Like, it really is, like, you know, it's, I don't know, it's
Aidan, when you hear then that this plan to look, there's been several different issues going on with our planning system and with our Borough Pinola, there's a number of controversies surrounding the board decisions that were made, people who've resigned, people have taken early retirement. It's in the papers nearly every week now for the last 12 months. All this is going on, can't be helping the processing of applications, I'd imagine, at that level. But then you hear the plans to radically overhaul things. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel you're going to even delay things further
last night when I was at home watching the news and I heard that, I said, oh my God, here we go. This is when we get kicked down the line again. When you've no one to make a decision, it's going to be kicked down the line another bit. Like, so I don't know. There's like no end in sight. It doesn't look too good anyway. It doesn't look too good.
And Aidan, tell me again, why did you need to do this again?
I bought an electric car.
And you need is it to put a charging point in
to put a charging point in, because it's a public footpath outside our door, and we've a garden to the side of the house which you'll fit in 2 cars. So we said, ideal situation, pull in the electric car, charge it and done. They're trying to promote people going to electric cars, and then you can't charge your car at home.
I was just going to say, like, the number of people who would maybe be living in towns and villages who'd go for the option of buying this car would be onto the public footpath like you are, and then we have to go about putting a charging point. All of a sudden you're into the planning system, which seems kind of crazy to me. Or certainly the planning system as envisaged or as it's worked for you seems great. That's going to put a massive delay, if they don't start something on this, to everyone living in towns who was on a footpath looking for a charge point.
Absolutely, because I'm a member of the forum there, the electric car forums, and it's a huge problem throughout the whole country. People put up, they're after buying a house, or they have a house, buying an electric car, and say, how can you get a charge point outside your door when you don't have, when you have a public inside your door. And it's, I suppose no one has thought of this. It's great to promote the car, want to go green, buy your electric car, but trying to charge your car then when you want to go put a charger into your house, it's it's a bit of an ordeal.
I'll say, an incentive to anyone along your street looking at your situation and saying, right, I'm going to get an electric car.
Absolutely. When you see what you have to go through to get it, it's not worth the hassle.
One aspect of the supposed proposals that are coming through is timelines and definite deadlines that will have to be met by the board. They're going to have an extra number of commissioners and probably more staff with it as well, I'd say, for the new on-commission panel, as they'll be called. Is that something you'd welcome? At least if you put in a planning application, if you're before the board, at least you have a date. Not to be in the situation you're in, which is you thought you'd have a date in May, then July, now you don't even know.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think that a deadline has to be put in place and for it to be abided by as well. You know, it's easy to say that, like that. If you're going on board Planola, they say up to 18 weeks to wait for a decision. And sure, 18 weeks comes, it goes to 30 weeks. There's no one watching over it. There's no slap in the hand for it if it goes beyond, you know. So it's you would hope for something to be a definite deadline.
It seems too easy to put things on the back burner.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose, look, we're only looking for a driveway, but I can imagine there's people out there trying to build houses and waiting for a decision on board Planola. They're probably paying rent every month for a house and trying to have a site and looking for a planning. You know, that's costing them lots of money. It's not costing us nothing. We're only going, but like, it's not right, you know. It's really not right. And I suppose, just not sounding my own kind of situation, but I think for someone to be up in Dublin to make a decision on a housing estate down in Killarney is kind of, doesn't make sense.
You're driving for a living, you're on Killarney chauffeur. How are things on that side of things with business at the moment?
Yeah, I suppose last year was an exceptionally busy year. Things were, well, they weren't back to the full what they were pre-COVID, but very good. And this year coming forward looking good as well, so hopefully everything stays good. And
you won't be running a fleet of electric chauffeur cars anyway with the way things are going.
We'll stick with the diesel for another while, I'm afraid. We'll stick with the
diesel.
You'll
have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly will. That's Aidan O'Donoghue talking about that situation there. It seems kind of ridiculous. Something as relatively small as that ends up before the full board of Onboard Panola for a decision. That seems one problem. And the other problem is, anyone else in a housing estate, anyone else with access onto a footpath that needs this work done for a charge point, it seems one area of policy that can be held up this long or with no end in sight to a decision gets in the way of another area of policy where the government wants us all to drive electric cars and to switch away from diesel and petrol. Doesn't seem to be making sense to me, really, and badly needed. That one particular area, to me, badly needs reform. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme. In relation to the proposal, Mary Sweeney gets in touch on email to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie. Says, Gerry, it's over 20 years since the government were told about problems with Onboard Panola. They said they were an independent board, yet they're appointed the members by the government. We asked the question, who regulates? And was told nobody. Your only choice was to go to the High Court. So it's come back to bite them. Every board should be answerable to someone, and the High Court is not the answer to building your own home. That comes in from Mary Sweeney. Well, certainly problems there, reform needed, and it now looks like that reform is going to be under significant pressure even before it gets out of the blocks, because government partners, the Greens, have considerations and concerns about what is envisaged.